Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have unbelievable deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, much appreciated. And our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
Suburban women, will you please like me?
He's been known to say that various public houses. It's not true. And our thanks to our maven of sound, Mr. Kevin Zipak.
He's sad, you know. It's heartbreaking, you know. I could see it in his eyes.
And, Ray, I don't even know how to articulate the fondness and the esteem we hold you in, but bless
you,
sir.
Thank you, Ray.
He's a great kid, you know.
And now we get to welcome in not just Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi is here as well. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Layla Wednesday. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
Layla
was Wednesday. Jarring, that promo. My God. Big voice guy is intense.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll ring
you've
in
arrived,
your ears.
Layla. You've arrived.
So Haw texted me yesterday, and he goes, hey, dial up the radio.com app. You have a promo. And I'm like, oh, is it Dan doing the topical promo? You know, where we talk about the next topics of the day. And he's like, oh, no, this is Big Voice Guy. So I listened to it, and Big Voice Guy is super intense. And I'm like, yeah, this White Sox situation wasn't working out. Layla Wednesday!
Layla Wednesday.
I'm like, yeah, this is a lot of contrast. I got to kick it up a notch, man. I got to match Big Voice Guy's intensity.
You didn't really need the Rewind app. You just could have listened for the next 15 minutes. It would have played again and again.
But it was so much easier to rewind.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that, David.
Yeah, no problem.
It's so intense.
What about Tony La Russa? What about him would attract anybody?
I'm done.
No offense,
we're going to get to this. Same thing I said about the Arturis Karnišovas and the Bulls, and I said that if they retained Jim Boylan, I was done completely, and that if somehow this is some Reinsdorfian operation to hire Tony La Russa, Rick Hahn's got to quit.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're done. Like you're threatening to quit, and that would might.
I know I would be. I know I would be completely done.
absolutely give the Sox totally done.
As a fan?
Yeah, if they hired Tony La Russa to manage this team right now,
okay.
Done. That is an absolute. Okay. Everybody should revolt if they do that.
Okay, but
that
Dan,
is malpractice.
Dan, stop yourself! Don't give them incentive.
That would be absolute. This is insane. This is absurd and insane, and it would be absolute malpractice. And the fans should absolutely revolt if they do something like that.
Well, it's certainly not the direction I thought they were headed after firing Ricky Renteria, which I think surprised enough people. But I think if we're ranking shocks of the week, this would rank above that. You know, even above getting rid of Don Cooper. The fact that they would entertain. If this is valid, and if it isn't valid, they have done a poor job of shooting this down. If this is valid, this is the shocker of the week because it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical, and I could see why.
I got to tell you, the only thing that has made me feel better, and I know David, it was like a throwaway thought that you had early that I am clinging to like a life raft. The idea that they, in order to draw away attention from the idea that AJ Hinch has a little issue, you promote like you're going to hire Tony La Russa, and that gets everyone like, no, take AJ Hinch, get AJ Hinch. So it avoids any controversy whatsoever. What do you think? I love it, David. I love it.
Right.
This is very faux art of the deal here, what you're describing.
You're assuming a three-dimensional chess that just isn't being played right here. And I don't know. I never know with Bob Nightingale what's going on, but we know that he is. he's always available to certain people to push narratives and to help out with agendas. And I think it's just the most likely scenario is that La Russa wants his name out there. He called in a favor from a friend, and they're just continuing to do this. But I don't know how this helps White Sox business at all.
He's 76. This is ridiculous. In contrast,
he's a walking
59.
Bicentennial.
Not that that's bad, but do you know what I'm trying to say? When I heard this, you know what I kept thinking? Younger and more athletic. Like, I just, that Bulls phrase
it's not
kept
just
ringing
that.
In my mind.
Think about the culture of the team. Think about how hard they have worked to embrace youth and expressiveness and new school thinking and celebrations and multiculturalism and everything that they're doing.
That stuff doesn't matter. Winning matters. Yeah, culture doesn't matter.
But
chemistry doesn't matter.
It's part of the same thing that what they have embraced and what they're selling. What everything about the essence of this team, and then you're gonna hire a dinosaur. And what is he gonna do when Tim Anderson flips his bat?
Don't contradict yourself. I mean, culture doesn't matter because you just fired Mr. Culture. All that matters is the next manager able to embrace the analytics. That's the gap here. You wouldn't hire a guy that hasn't managed in 9 years. You wouldn't hire a guy that doesn't fit the criteria you identified on Monday. That's a bigger problem than him reacting to bat flips in a way that's negative. I don't think that matters.
I think it's all part of the same thing, though. I mean, because you did build. Ricky was here to help instill a culture, to help build a culture, and then you're bringing some old school guy who the last time we saw him was melting down in a World Series, didn't know how to get his relievers up, and then couldn't explain how he was on the phone and calling for relievers. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, do you remember him gibbering about what he was trying to do with Jason Mott and everything else?
That was so long ago. I don't remember.
That's so long ago. I don't remember it either.
I mean, he was lost.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't recall. So what does that say?
As a Rangers fan, I still have issues with the last time La Russa managed a team, and I'll leave it at that. But
as a Rangers fan, where's Ron Washington in this conversation? Because is he going to get another job?
He deserves one. Look at what he did with that Oakland infield, and I specifically will point out Marcus Semien. I think
He's not on any list that I've seen.
Does he want to be? That's the other question. Because Wash seems pretty content, but Wash always kind of did.
Sox job's pretty good. I would want the Sox job.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it, yeah, La Russa sounds like he wants it, but I can't take this as seriously based on every other action the White Sox have taken. Such stark contrast that I don't give it a lot of credence yet.
But Dan's right. I mean, if that happens, then it's a total usurping of whatever responsibility Rick Hahn has for this, because I think if you listen to what they said about the manager they want, none of that would fit the profile of Tony La Russa. So that means that Rick, I would imagine Kenny, although he's separate from the conversation, but it just means that Jerry has assumed control in a way that no one saw coming.
Or did they? Because, you know, he's done this a time or two, and I mentioned the last commissioner hiring is perhaps a potential discussion point there. You know, he came out of nowhere when Manfred was up for it, and he mentioned Tom Warner, and this kind of feels that way.
Dan, who tells Jerry no? Who's the guy in the organization? Who's the guy in his inner circle that says to Jerry Reinsdorf, no, this is a bad idea, this is a wrong idea, no?
Well, look, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's possible that it's probable that this isn't really what Bob Nightingale says it is. It's probable that it's not. This was just a little nothing, and they're just doing a bad job of putting out this fire. And this is why it's weird to me, because they did it all really well, making sure that they took care of any Ozzie Guillen distraction right away. And it just is amazing to me that the same organization that would have discussed this and would have already said, look, people are going to start talking about Ozzy. We know that Ozzy can go off half-cocked sometimes, or Ozzy's kids, that there's all sorts of things out of our control that can make this thing messy. Let's call Ozzy. Let's tell him from the outset at our initial press conference, we're going to make it clear he's not in the mix. Why would a team that's so aware of that go down this road with something like this? None of it makes any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, but to discredit the report doesn't make much sense either, Dan. I mean, I understand that you're not putting a lot of stock in Bob Nightingale, but I don't know that that's entirely fair to Bob Nightingale, because he has been right on things as well. He does report information, and he's not making this up. It's not a figment of his imagination. He's getting it from somewhere, and he alone, behind the scenes, is not the only guy saying that the Sox have interest in Tony La Russa.
Yeah, I just don't know. There's a reason why USA Today would file it under opinion.
No.
And not reporting.
In opinion stories, facts are reported all the time.
Correct.
All the time. Every column has opinion as facts reported as facts.
I'm just wondering, then, why not report it?
Here's my question, though, is if they put out this La Russa, somebody, and we all assume that somebody is the owner or chairman, if this La Russa thing came from the top, the very top, doesn't it also give the White Sox some space to interview and talk to other candidates, too, and throws everybody off of the scent? We all know AJ and Cora are going to be brought up. But what about people like Carlos Beltran? What about people like perhaps Sandy Alomar? Does it take people off the scent of who else they might be talking to?
Oh, God. You know, I had to look it up. Do you know who was the White Sox manager the year before they hired Tony La Russa?
The year before, was it Bob Lemon?
It was Don Kessinger.
Player yes. Manager.
Yes. Yeah. He's only 78. He's still with
us. So he's in the mix.
What if Hawk just comes out of nowhere and he's the new manager? What then?
Oh,
I said that earlier. They'd have to tell Jason, listen, Tony La Russa's back, sorry, but Hawk's returning too.
Thank your sweet ass on that.
Or Hawk just play-by-play from
I mean, it's also just the way this is written. The most recent Bob Nightingale article, this is written as if he's an advance man for him. I mean, this is pure public relations here. When you read some of this stuff and how he says that La Russa was considered a genius managing his bullpen over the years. Like, no, he wasn't. Go back to with the Cardinals. He didn't know who was warming up. He didn't know who he had called. It was right in front of us.
The USA Today is not a local weekly. You know, it is not something that doesn't have a standard by which these things are vetted. And he wouldn't put this out there if it didn't have someone in the baseball industry endorsing the fact that it's true or that they're interested. There's some. It's not just somebody doing a buddy a favor. I have more confidence and faith in a guy who has been a baseball writer his entire career and what he has to say about it than to think that he's making this up.
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't. Then you're really publicly clowning your general manager. That's what you're doing.
It's a great job, right? I mean, we can agree on that, because not only do you have all the young group of stars, we said it earlier that Yoan Moncada, if he gets back to full health, that's like bringing in a free agent, a top-shelf guy. I think everybody would want it. I can't imagine anyone. I would imagine that even Robin Ventura would want this job. That's how good it is.
Jerry Manuel is getting the number for Jerry. He's getting that out again. He wants in the mix.
You know, please. What's funny is we sound like an NFL coaching search right now that's real. Like, if you just replace the time frames and the people we're talking about with, like, NFL jobs, like Jerry Jones, your job's been open for 5 minutes. That's cool. I hired Mike McCarthy. Like, it's not, it's just, you know, we sound like we're in an NFL coaching search.
But the Bears aren't talking about hiring Ditka. You know, I mean, I'd be like the.
But other teams do. Like, Rex Ryan got brought up a couple weeks ago on our show.
Yeah, well, that's good.
The bottom line is, I heard bells.
Stage him. Yeah. Jerry's got to stage him. He talks to the media.
I mean, this is preposterous. This is preposterous, and I'm if there's any truth to this and this is going on, I'm done.
See, well, Dan, I do agree with you here. You know, Rick Hahn, I think if there is no validity to this, and this is why the longer this goes on, the more foolish it makes them look, and the more undercuts his authority. So why would they not try to get in front of this if there's nothing to this? Because you're right, it does make your general manager look powerless, like he doesn't have a voice in this.
Because you can't go around denying every rumor out there. That's why. You just ignore it and you let it run its course. I think if they come out to deny this, then they're obviously going to have to do that every time another name. We'll just keep going.
Ordinary rumor, Molly. It's a guy who has been historically reporting information with the White Sox, whose credibility has been enhanced by his ability to get inside information about the White Sox.
I think we're doing this, though, because they already came out and acknowledged Ozzie Guillen in the very press conference where they announced Rick Renteria is being let go. That's why this feels different, is because they've already acknowledged one major person in this discussion.
Here's the worst part of the whole damn thing. Now that I know that Bernstein's out, I want Tony La Russa.
You ask the question, who tells him no? It's got to be the answer's got to be Rick Hahn. The answer's got to be whoever you've hired to run the team. Whoever you put out there to tell people what you are looking for in your organizational managerial search, that's got to be the guy to say, no, I'm not hiring him as long as I'm GM. And if you want to hire him, you become GM.
But if you say that, Dan, you're right. You're exactly right. But if you say that and you're Rick Hahn and you're the general manager and you're standing up to your owner, you better be ready for the or else, right?
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he wants to run the team, let him. If Jerry wants to run the team, let Jerry run the team. He can be his own GM.
But you're assuming a lot of things in that situation. You're also assuming that Reinsdorf has said, this is the only candidate you can talk to. Like, maybe he just said, talk to the guy. If we're going to assume all this, we might as well assume the other sides of it as well.
Well, Bob Nightingale says it's the number one choice. The job is offered to him and it's his to turn down. There's no wiggle room there.
It's insane.
It's insane. I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know.
Oh, I love that you're that indignant about it. I really do.
This team is. Look what this team is on the cusp of something here, and they've done everything right. Yep. And the whole point of moving out Don Cooper and moving is to engage at this game at the modern level, doing everything that the winning teams are doing. Look at what Tampa's doing. Look at what they do around the edges. Look at what they do to squeeze the life out of you by doing everything right and never giving you a break.
The only reason you have an opening is because you're on the cusp of something special, because you enter next season thinking World Series, talking World Series, embracing all those expectations. That's why you need a manager who can handle that.
Just I don't know. It makes no sense to me, and it makes me unhappy to think that they're not coming out and doing anything about this or saying anything about it. And if the longer this goes on, and if it keeps getting more real, and if he's right, and if he's actually reporting, he's saying it is true. He knows that it is Tony La Russa's job if he wants it, and it won't be anybody else's job until Tony La Russa turns it down. I don't know what the hell we're doing around here. I really don't.
Dan, cheer up. It's Layla Wednesday.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's not real.
Layla, this is the worst part about your job right now. Dan's going to lay down on a couch there in the studio and talk about his relationship with his mother or something. I mean, you are really struggling, pal. Don't let it get to you. Wait until it happens before you overreact.
We all have these moments.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's much easier for me cognitively to just dismiss this as being the figment of Bob Nightingale's fever dream.
You're beautiful. What do you guys have today?
Ian Happ is going to join us in just a little bit, so we'll hang out with Ian for a while. Mike Florio at 10. At 10:40, we're going to talk to Glenn Kenny, the author of Made Men, The Story of Goodfellas, that is just out, a terrific book that I recommend very, very highly. He's going to tell us all about that at 10:40 instead of our midday midway. And then Hub Arkish will be with us and taking calls today starting at 11.
Have a great show.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A.J. Hinch, to me, seems like a perfect fit for the White Sox. And by the way, that's the direction I think they're going to go. I respect the hell out of the White Sox for being bold and breaking from past tradition and saying, yeah, we once said that Don Cooper was going to be the pitching coach for life. Sorry, now we're better than that.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Adelpha LLC in Chicago, Illinois is seeking staff auditor, accountant, 3 positions, to do full range of tax audit and accounting engagements, federal, state, private. Perform audits in accordance with professional standards and regulatory requirements. Understand accounting and auditing issues. Requires bachelor's in accounting, management, or internal audit. Email resumes to mfbellita@adelphiacpas.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Dan Bernstein here, and as much as I hate to say it, the temperatures are dropping and the leaves are turning, and importantly, pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over. Summer is over. The season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. Don't be freaked by the monsters hiding behind your walls, like mold and water damage that can be terrifying. The expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. I know from experience, these guys are good at what they do. So when the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at aloharestores.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As an educator, you've been leading students to grow, learn, and achieve for years. Take your passion to the next level by earning your doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Become a change agent and help identify emerging trends in K-12 education. Develop innovative solutions and make measured improvements. What do you think making a difference in education looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes, and football is finally back, and your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up, do it today. It's super easy at radio.com/picks, and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spread, no lineups, and it's totally free to enter. That's right, free. You pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win $10,000. Also, you can compete against me. We can banter about it on social media. For week one, I've got Chicago, and I've got Vegas, and if my picks are as good as they were last year, you're going to be seeing me in the rear view mirror, because I was not so good. I bet you're better than me. Each and every week, we're going to be able to see each other's scores. We're going to see how we do throughout the season, and $1,000 is up for grabs each and every week, and $10,000 at the end of the season. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now, radio.com/picks.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we got a full show for you on this Wednesday with Layla Rahimi alongside. Ian Happ is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so, the host of the Compound Podcast. And he's got, look, he can't drop his podcast a half an hour before our show starts. It's not supposed to work that way, because I was going to listen driving in so I can have little, you know, touchstones and things to ask about. So we're going to get on him for that. I hope he's over his physical and mental recovery period. So we'll discuss. Mike Florio talks football at 10. At 10:40 in a special midday midway, Glenn Kenny, the author of Made Men, The Story of Goodfellas, is going to join us to talk about his wonderful book. It's a quick read that is just chock full of everything you want to know about the making of that iconic film. And then Hub Arkish will be ours for one segment at 11, and then he'll be yours for a segment taking calls on the Bears and the NFL. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live as we stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text message to the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. We're on Twitter. That is at Bernstein670. She is at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And Brian Gertsch is directing our video feed that is on Twitch. I see us right now in this studio looking all like TV-like. So that's kind of your thing because you're much more comfortable on camera, having been... on camera a lot more than I have, but we are here at twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and then you can come and be a part of that conversation as well, and Brian Gertsch moderates that discussion. Our executive producer is Jay Zawoski, and the man at whom we can look right now on the board, the executioner, Ray Diaz, doing all the things that he does. But we got to put an end to this. This can't be happening. This can't, and I know Bob Nightingale's doubling down and weighing in and saying that the White Sox managerial job is Tony La Russa's to turn down, that he is the top choice. It flies in the face of everything Rick Hahn said, and I trust that Rick Hahn is running this team, and if he's not, tell me who is.
Well, you know where this came from. We know. Do I need to let you sit in silence and ruminate? Do you want me to take over while Dan Bernstein has a moment?
I just want to know if it's real and they're hiring him, how do these conversations go? How does it sound? Who's telling whom what? Is Jerry Reinsdorf actually walking down to Rick Hahn's office and saying, Rick, you hire my friend Tony La Russa. This is what we're doing. You don't get to pick the manager.
I don't think he's the number one candidate, like has been said in the article. There's no way that logic defies that whole idea, which is, you're right, there's incongruence there. It's something doesn't jive is really what it comes down to. It doesn't make sense. Then why does this come out? Then why is it said the way it's said? But to me, there's something to it, but there's no way this guy is the number one candidate for this job. Just based on logistics alone, it doesn't make any sense. La Russa's 76 years old.
I mean, this is... I know he's 76, and that's fine. And I don't want to be ageist here.
I don't want to be either, but it's just, you know, at some point, like, things get difficult doing your job and traveling with a baseball team, and there's a pandemic and whatnot.
I want answers today. Somebody with the White Sox has got to say something. Is this true? Is this real? Is this, and they said that they aren't going to comment on some of these things, but when you went out of your way to say that Ozzie Guillen is not a candidate, that means you are aware of some of these things and some of these storylines growing and becoming things that you don't want them to become. But for every arrow of this organization where everything is pointed, their marketing arm, the makeup of their roster, with everything that you've done, the whole point of this was next generation stuff, next level. Now it's time to do to emulate the best practices of the best teams. And that's why Rick Hahn said what he said about somebody ideally with managerial experience, with recent World Series champions. We know where this is headed. And it was obvious that you're talking about A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora, or maybe Sandy Alomar Jr., just some of these other names that are on there. He's not talking about Tony La Russa. And if you have some sort of question as to who's running the team and who's making this call, it is frightening as a White Sox fan, frightening to me that something like this could be allowed to happen at this stage, that you would make this move to do this. There's no explaining it.
Well, and we said, when we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, we mentioned how it sounded so different from what Rick Hahn said in that press conference on Monday, where he's telling people, we're not going to have this get out like this. And if a candidate interviews, then that's another thing. And then this comes out and it's totally different because Tony La Russa is not saying he's interviewed. And Bob Nightingale has sources.
Let's hear from Rick Hahn. This is what Hahn said.
Managerial experience is probably ideal. It's not essential. We're not going to unduly limit ourselves. I believe 6 of the 8 managers that were still playing as of last week were in their first jobs. Obviously, we've seen others within our division, Rocker Baldelli doing a wonderful job with Minnesota in his first job, his first chance in the big chair. So we're not going to cut off any avenues, but ideally having that October managerial experience would be a plus. But again, we're not going to cut ourselves off for that. As for being a modern manager, yeah, that's going to be important. Having an understanding of the clubhouse, the rhythm of the game, a good gut feel, but at the same time, being able to balance that with modern analytics is a plus for any candidate. But again, I don't want to go too down the path of laying out traits of what we're looking for, because that could potentially color how the conversations go when we get in the room with the candidates. But those are sort of the broad strokes.
That's him in his words. And I don't think he's lying.
I don't think so either. But I think that's why you have to consider the La Russa information differently than how it's exactly being reported.
Let me read the tweet.
Yeah.
This is Bob Nightingale's tweet. Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa is the White Sox number one candidate to manage their club. That's what he wrote on. That's not in USA Today. It's not in his article that's filed as opinion. That is in Bob Nightingale's Twitter feed. White Sox number one candidate. I don't know what he knows, and I don't know what he knows to be able to report that. But if that's true, someone other than Rick Hahn is forcing this down and making these decisions. And it's terrifying to think about. By the way, we've got a little bit of breaking news here. I want to get to breaking news on the score is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. This, according to the Panthers Twitter feed, the Panthers have entered the NFL's intensive protocol after Falcons rookie defensive tackle Marlon Davidson was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. As of Wednesday morning, Carolina has not placed a player on the reserve COVID-19 list, making these precautionary measures. But that's just something to watch now, that if there was an exposure, if there was transmission, that in fact the Bears game could, some, it's at least on a watch list right now for maybe being in jeopardy of being postponed. So we'll keep an eye on that as things go on. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. We are going to have a conversation with Cubs outfielder Ian Happ in moments. Keep it here. You have the Dan Bernstein Show with Layla Rahimi in, because it's Wednesday, and that's what we do. And we're here in studio having fun on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's something you can stop doing. You can stop walking into the drugstore and then going over to the Lucite container with the lockbox and then having the person come over with the key to open it up to hand you some razor blades that you will then have the privilege of paying $37 for, so they can all work like once and then you throw them out. Stop doing that and start shaving with Harry's, because it makes your life better and it saves you a ton of money. Harry's has their sharpest blades ever right now. They have improved their blades and they're not charging you more for them. They're still as low as $2 each. And yeah, you can find Harry's also in drugstores and grocery stores, but the best deal right now is online, where you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use the code DANB at checkout at harrys.com. That coffee that you're looking at in your cup holder right now, for half the price or whatever that was, you now can be shaving better. It'll change your life. And the new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, they reported that with Harry's new blades, their 8th shave was as smooth as their first. And they can deliver quality at such a low price because they own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. They own their factory. It's a German factory that has been honing razor blades for 100 years. And this great deal is the Harry's trial set. It is just $3 when you go to harrys.com and use the code DANB. You say, well, what's a trial set? Well, it's the 5-blade razor with the brand new super sharp blades, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. $3, and it ships for free. Don't forget, harrys.com. The code is DANB.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor and settle into a new season at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Ian Happ joins us in 60 seconds on The Score.
Radio.com has everything you need to stay informed and keep you entertained at home, at work, or on the go. Hear what's going on in your community and the nation with local and national news from CNN, Fox News, and more. Need a break? Radio.com has hundreds of music, sports, and talk stations to keep you going through your day. Love podcasts? Radio.com has thousands of true crime, documentary, comedy podcasts, and more. Listen at Radio.com, the Radio.com app, or your favorite smart speakers and connected devices.
I'm Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of the long covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts to learn about the political warfare of the past and connect it to what's happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Welcome back. Ian Happ.
It's hard to take Ian Happ out of the lineup. This guy's swinging the bat really well. He's been a staple. He's the real deal.
Happ is a switch hitter. He's got a beautiful swing. He's strong. We've seen him hit some long home runs.
Happ hits a high drive deep to left. Dickerson at the wall. It's gone! A go-ahead home run for Ian Happ on a 1-2 pitch.
Outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
He can run. He's a very good athlete.
Now he's got all the tools.
And man at third and only one out.
That is going to be caught by Happ on the dive.
A run-saving play by Ian Happ. Spectacular catch out there in right center field. Ian goes headlong on the sinking line drive and hauls it in.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We're joined by Dom Frederick, the director of morale for the Chicago Cubs. Is that an official title?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an official title. I'm very thankful to be here. Very, very humbled. Honestly, it's a big day for me because I've been grinding on Twitter for whatever it is, 7-8 years. And now I'm here.
I even saw you had an article about you with the Tribune, no? Or they mentioned you at least?
Yeah, 2 years ago. There's a lot of backstory. I've gotten a lot of skepticism in the past, a lot of hate in the past. I have some enemies out there in the media.
I actually saw an attack on an enemy today. Did you attack Sully today, Paul Sullivan?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
He was the one
who wrote that article 2 years ago. Oh, I have a list.
Ian Happ with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi.
on 670 The Score. Welcome
back. Ian Happ can be found on Twitter at Ian Happ underscore at IHAP underscore one. The Cubs outfielder and host of the Compound Podcast is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Ian, you can't drop the podcast like an hour before we go on the air here, because usually, you know, I it's part of my cardio workout the day before. I make my notes. I find things to talk about. You sneak that one in on us.
You know, that's completely my fault. I take full responsibility. I promised our listeners that I would get the podcast out on Tuesdays from now on, and wasn't able to get it out yesterday. So I apologized at the end of the podcast. I apologized on Twitter last night because I made a statement that moving forward, we're going to do recording on Mondays and releases on Tuesdays. So I'm going to try to rest the off season Tuesday releases.
I think you should have blamed Dom. He's the director of morale. He can handle it.
Great point. He had our morale at all time high, so I can't put anything on him. His performance on the Compound was incredible. He loves the Cubs. He's so passionate about it. And I love his positivity. He's always so positive.
So wait, who ended up interviewing who here? Because the both of you could have just been a conversation. He could have been asking you questions. You have to give us a preview now since it's a late release.
Yeah, he ends up taking over a little bit. I think we asked him some questions and we just kind of talked a little bit about this perception around the Cubs that sometimes if there's not a good September performance or if the team doesn't win the World Series, the letdown. But the other part of it is appreciating that we've been to five out of the last six postseasons, appreciating that we've won three division titles in the last 5 years, and just some of the little things that but I think he does a really good job of it. He does a really good job of being positive about players and sticking with Yu Darvish. And, you know, he made a comment about Chris Bryant and the fact that in a normal season, how many at-bats does he have and where is he with being able to turn the corner, and some of the examples of guys in the past who have had rough first halves. I think as a fan, his appreciation for the team, appreciation for what we've accomplished, and just always positivity. You know, he's never leaving, and he's still here. He just wants to love the Cubs and have everybody come out and enjoy baseball at Wrigley Field.
I also think, Ian, it's no small thing that the Cubs remained healthy. That with everything else that's going on, I mean, ultimately, a baseball game is a baseball game, and I know that we look at all this. I know it's your job, and we look at this with sort of outsized significance, but we can't lose sight of the larger environment and the heavy lift that it was to keep everybody in line and as disciplined as you were. I think that's a major achievement organizationally that you guys were able to be at your best health in all this.
Yeah, and I think more than just the players. I think you're right. Organizationally, it was a huge lift. And I think the respect that all of the players had for the staff and for everyone that was helping us on a daily basis, that everybody got their pay cut. You know, it wasn't just the players. You know, staff had pay cuts, and they still came to work every day enthusiastic, and they shut down their personal lives. They shut down everything else that they were doing to be there for us, to be committed to us, and to not bring anything into the environment that would hinder a season. And I think that is something that we have to really appreciate and say that was a huge accomplishment from not just the players, but top to bottom.
You sound like you have emerged from your funk. That is, I don't know if it's, you know, you said physically sometimes it's tough, and then mentally it weighs on you a little bit. What a difference a week makes, because you sound like you have a completely different energy.
Yeah, I think it does. It takes a week. It takes stepping back. It takes getting out from under what the season was, appreciating it, and trying to move on and focus on what you need to do for next spring training. I've been in Columbus, Ohio. I'm seeing my mom for the first time in, since March. So, you know, I'm doing some real-world things. I'm being able to see my family and get back to I don't know, just some really positive things in my life that I'm happy to be doing after 7 or 8 months of not being able to do it.
Yeah, and let's face it, cross-country travel is tough. Seeing your family is tough, especially when you guys have to travel to do so. So I'm sure you're getting some nice time, and we're glad you are. And it's funny because you mentioned Dom, and we do have fun with his unofficial official title of being the director of morale. But in that spirit, I wanted to ask you this last week, and I'll ask you this week. So many times, you know, Ian, we hear about rookie managers and the mistakes that they make based on the stage that they're on in baseball. But we didn't hear that when it came to David Ross. Do you think we've underrated his rookie season and how he fared as a manager a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think his expectations were really high just because everybody knew him so well as a person. And the other part is I think that this was a really difficult year to manage in. You know, besides the fact that the DH was put in, everything else that was that we had to go through as a team and managing players, you know, I think behind the scenes, nobody appreciated how much Rossi was doing on a daily basis, because it wasn't just coaching on the field. The managing of people and issues that would arise, whether it was with testing or with players getting scratched. We had a 2-week, 3-week stretch there where somebody was getting scratched 30 minutes before the game every single day. And you know, you have the testing and the short buildup, and you have all these factors that came into play that he was dealing with behind the scenes that he didn't talk about, he didn't get asked about, and that people didn't get to see. But he managed them so well. He did such a good job communicating with the players and taking a team that, as we've stated, struggled pretty much the entire season, and still won a division, still came out with the top three seed going into the playoffs. So I think there's a lot that wasn't talked about with what he's done, and his first year was really exceptional, and I'm really looking forward to what he's going to do in a full season.
Yeah, and we appreciate you giving us that insight and taking us into a daily process that we didn't know. You know, and until you guys talk about that stuff, we don't get to see it. We only get to see the on-the-field product and, you know, brief discussions before and after the game. What was it like talking to him, too, as the manager and coming to him with discussion, knowing that he's somebody who everybody knows and he is an approachable person, at least when it comes to his public persona? We know that for sure. I'm assuming it's that way and then some for you guys.
Yeah, I think the best part about him is that you can have an honest conversation, that he'll shoot you straight. He's not afraid to have those conversations. I think there's a ton of respect there too between the players and Rossi. And I think that the one of the coolest parts for me was just the teaching moments and his experience in the game and as a catcher, and being able to. He was never afraid to come up after a game and kind of say, you know, what you did in this situation, maybe next time think about doing it this way, or here's your kind of learning bit. And for me, as you know, kind of the first year that I was starting every day, and kind of hitting in the leadoff spot and learning from that, and learning with a couple guys hitting behind you that are, you know, have had a ton of success in long careers. It's just the little things that you have to learn throughout the course of a season, where this year was probably 50 games that I got to learn, but I, you know, I'm excited for 150 or 160 games getting to take in all those experiences and put them into play.
Are you watching the playoffs?
A little bit. I watched probably the last six innings of the Dodger game yesterday, and you know, here and there. I would encourage everybody to watch the playoffs. I know the ratings have been down a little bit, and I'm not sure why that is, but I think the series have been pretty great. I think the Braves and the Dodgers are going to have some really good games here coming up. And I think watching the Rays bullpen is really, really impressive. Those guys, the staff that they've put together, the arms that are coming out of that pen are ridiculous.
So did you hear about the question that was asked to Mark Melancon? Because we all know things got pretty tight in that game. It ended up being 8-7, the final. Did you hear about what was asked to Mark Melancon after the game by chance? Because if not, we have it, and I want you to take a listen.
Yeah, I saw the clip. just an incredible. He did a good job of answering it without being super rude to whoever asked the question, because that was just. I'm not even sure what he was trying to say, but it's, you know, if you win a baseball game, you win a baseball game, and the momentum of being up 2-0 in a 7-game series against arguably, you know, the best team in the league is, there's no questions there.
I want everybody to take a listen and let's laugh one more time. At least you, me, and Dan, who have watched it, Ian. Ray, let's dial it up. Let's take a listen to what we're referring to now. This was asked by the Atlanta media to Mark Melancon after the Braves go up 2-0 on the Dodgers.
Mark, can you look at this as, yeah, you guys almost blew the entire lead, but can you look at it as, hey, we survived, and that's all the postseason's about? You showed something there in the end by, you know, against a team like that. I mean, you're up 2-0 now. However you got there. I mean, can you take a positive out of, even though you blew most of that lead? You still
won 2-0. We didn't blow a lead. I don't really understand your question.
Can you still take something positive out of this? You're still up 2-0 in the series despite, you know, blowing a big lead. Can you leave this thing feeling, you know, good that you survived this game?
I think that's a terrible question. I'm not even going to answer it.
And you're right. That is a terrible question. I don't know where that's coming. Have you found yourself, Ian, in that position? Maybe on this show, in a position where you just have to sort of work your way out as politely as you can?
Yes. And there's sometimes that occasionally reporters will try to lead you, and they won't actually ask a question. And I think that for me, it's like, where's the question there? That's always the answer for me. It's like, was that a question or where's the question? Because at that point, when he's saying, "We almost blew the lead, can you take anything positive out of this? What do you, you're up 2-0.
We won.
Okay. Yeah. We won the game.
So how do you handle now as we get into the off season? You know, I'm looking at Sahadev Sharma. He already just posted a piece, Cubs trade chips, who's on the block this off season? And he goes through everybody, including this paragraph when he's talking about the possibility that one Ian Happ could, would it make sense to sell high on Ian Happ and address multiple needs while doing so? Perhaps. And then he sort of debunks that by saying, outside of being bowled over, it wouldn't line up with the current direction of the team. So he asks a question, answers his own question, but everybody's throwing names out there. And how do you deal with it for yourself and for when you hear your teammates' names come up?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit with Tom on the podcast and just about negative headlines and the clickbait that goes along with headlines like that. Like, come look at all the trade chips and then pay for the subscription to The Athletic. And it's, for me, it's just, it's something that we deal with every year. We've dealt with it every year since 2017 or 18, I guess. And it's part of the business. It's part of this job. It comes along with it. It's unfortunate that it's such a big piece of the off season that now there's so much that goes along with the trade aspect and maybe even, I mean, trade talks are far more, interesting to the fan base than free agency has been in the past few years, which is kind of a flip. And yeah, it's difficult from a human perspective. It's difficult for anybody who thinks they've established a relationship with an organization, a relationship with a fan base, to ever hear that kind of stuff. I think, you know, you get used to it over a certain amount of time. But I think one of the craziest things to me was playing with Cam Nabin this year and just hearing him talk about how many times he's been traded and how many times at the deadline he's been moved from a team to a contender. And I fortunately in my career have not experienced a trade and have just been with the club since I was drafted. But that's a lot to go through as a person to uproot your life, you know, maybe multiple times throughout the course of a year.
I would just like to say on behalf of all reporters who've definitely airmailed questions, so to speak, and messed them up, we thank you for your patience, Ian.
We've all been there.
Amen.
Anything we need to know about Quarantine Coffee and the ongoing efforts?
You know, right now, Quarantine Coffee is in Dallas in the ballpark in Arlington, and pretty cool that those guys are enjoying it. Kitch Fix has done a great job with getting coffee down there. We just sent a couple more 5-pound bags, but we're excited about the subscriptions that we have on the website now. We're going to start sharing that link coming up this week, and then we have a bunch of game use stuff that we're not sure what we're going to do with it yet, but at some point some bags of coffee are going to go out with batting gloves or cleats or side hats or something. So we're getting it all ready for the off-season push.
Outstanding. Enjoy. Good to hear you in good spirits and continue good health.
Thanks so much.
That is Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs, who we've really enjoyed getting to know throughout this season. And I certainly hope the Cubs don't trade him, because you take him out of those team stats and you don't want to look at some of the offensive numbers from this year. You know, might not want to look anyway. We are going to talk football with Mike Florio next on The Score.
Bears fans, can Nick Foles and Matt Nagy put a solid four quarters of offense together when the 4-1 Bears take on the Carolina Panthers? All of our shows and team of Bears experts are talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. Though you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And best of all, you can place your first bet risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Those risk-free bets, those are the ones you have fun with. Bet on your favorite, maybe bet the Bears and win a division, or even the Super Bowl. Look, there's a reason FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook is America's number one sports betting app. They've got all the odds on all the biggest sports, and they make it simple and intuitive to place your bets.